Had it not been for 15-year-old Lavinia Avon, a baby on a front porch in City Subdivision would have been at risk, with her mother sitting next to her, passed out. Yvonne took little Mary Beth Ulrun home with her to keep her warm, and this happened after the police were called and judged Mary Beth's mother, Geraldine Ulrun, capable of taking care of her. According to the Bethel Police Department's service logs, Corporal Eric Pavel arrived at the scene quickly, around 2:30 a.m., but he determined that Ulrun was able to care for herself, and he left her with her child sitting on their relative's porch. The situation didn't feel right to Yvonne. She was the one who called the police in the first place, so she went back to the house to check on Mary Beth after the officer had left, and found Ulrun passed out in front. When Geraldine Ulrun woke up, she found her baby missing. A search ensued, and it ended happily when police began knocking on doors and Yvonne handed them Mary Beth. But it raises a serious question. Why didn't Officer Pavel think that Mary Beth was in danger when Yvonne first called the police?
Being a senior officer, I can't say that I would have handled it any differently.
Amy Davis is a sergeant for the Bethel PD. She says that both she and Sergeant Kadri Lamani have reviewed video from Corporal Pavel's interaction with Ulrun. The department plans to review its practices following the incident, but Davis says that the department has a procedure for handling intoxicated people with children in their care, and Corporal Pavel followed it.
It isn't illegal to drink and have a child with you, so we have to use our best judgment.
When Bethel police officers get a call about an intoxicated individual, they need to determine whether that person is a danger to themselves or others. According to Davis and Lamani, officers look for a number of signs.
Bloodshot, watery eyes is a big one. If they're so intoxicated, you're gonna smell it.
Sometimes they talk to the person to see if they can hold a conversation. Other times they ask them to walk in a straight line. The Bethel PD has portable breathalyzers, but people have the right to refuse that test. If the intoxicated person is passed out, officers test whether or not they need emergency assistance by hitting pressure points behind the person's ears or rubbing their sternum to see if they're responsive. And in the case of Geraldine Ulrun, Lamani and Davis both say that Ulrun appeared sober enough to care for herself in her interaction with Corporal Pavel. Davis says that Ulrun could hold a conversation. She told Pavel that she was locked out and waiting for her cousin to get home.
She was together enough not only to talk to him, but to actually get up and knock on the door, and I would have taken the same actions as the officer.
So it looked like just an honest, legitimate mistake to you?
Honest, legitimate mistake.
Not everyone agrees with Davis. We talked to Christy Lawton, the director of the State Office of Children's Services, about the Bethel PD's interaction with Ulrun, and she found Ulrun's behavior to be worrisome, particularly in light of Lavinia Avon's interactions with her.
I guess it's really hard to say it. I think it is interesting that a 15-year-old was concerned enough and seemed to feel confident enough that she, you know, on her own initiative, decided to go back to check. That's interesting to me.
Both Davis and Lawton agree that if the intoxicated individual is a parent, determining whether or not they're a danger to themselves or others becomes much more urgent. If a parent is too intoxicated to care for their children, Davis says that the department makes an effort to get a hold of a child's sober family members and then send a report of the incident to OCS. Following their incident with Ulrun, Davis says that the Bethel PD is reviewing their practices around intoxicated parents. They may plan to be more proactive in connecting with OCS going forward, and according to Lawton, that's always a good idea.
There's room for improvement, whether or not the majority of that's OCS or BPD, I really couldn't say, but when you're working with two systems that are as strapped and work heavy and crisis driven as those two are, there's just lots of room for error, frankly.
Regardless of any changes in their relationship with OCS, both Davis and Sergeant Lamani stress that they want to keep children both safe and with their families as much as possible. Sergeant Davis.
No one wants to see anyone get hurt, especially a child.
Sergeant Lamani.
I see these calls differently. I mean, you don't know until you become a parent. And I have a 2-year-old, and it's everything changes. Like, you put yourself in their shoes, like, what if this was my child? You know, the last thing we want to do is take children away. And it's, you know, that's why we try to find family members first.
For KYUK, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.